Welcome to Real Talk. I'm Holly McClure, and today I'm going to talk about how America is losing faith and, in fact, worshiping Satan. But there's hope. My guest will be Bill Weiss, author of 23 Minutes in Hell, and you don't want to miss it. First, the good news. For the last 2 months, we've seen revival in young people in churches, universities, and in entertainment. Have you noticed there are several Christian movies out? The Jesus Revolution, His Only Son, and Nefarious, a movie about a psychiatrist who must determine whether a man on death row who claims to be possessed by the devil is mentally fit enough to be executed the next day. Carrie Solomon and Chuck Konzelman co-wrote and directed Nefarious and said, the movie serves as a warning as to what can happen when one invites Satan into their life. In Nefarious, it's the devil possessing a prisoner who's trying to convince an atheist of his existence and challenging him with scripture before he's executed. Carrie and Chuck wrote films like God's Not Dead, only this time they say they've made a horror film for the masses, but with a lack of blood and gore and no spectacles in the film like head spinning or bodies contorting. But have you also noticed how Satan's becoming more and more popular? It's not popular funny like Dana Carvey was doing The Church Lady, how they used to do that on Saturday Night Live. But on Netflix alone, there are dozens of titles dealing with hellish demons, including Warrior Nun, Devil in Ohio, The Bastard Son and the Devil Himself, and Lucifer. These are shows on TV in which the ruler of hell runs a piano bar in California. Comedy is also fair game. Ted Danson plays a torturous demon who is prone to mistakes in the Netflix series The Good Place. Boy, Netflix really celebrating Satan. There are now organizations that sponsor after-school Satan clubs. The recent Grammy Awards singers Sam Smith and Kim Petras performed a hell-themed version of the song Unholy, with Smith dressed as the devil and Petras chained in a cage. Not since 1973, when The Exorcist was a cultural phenomenon and the first horror film to earn an Oscar nomination for Best Picture, has Satan been such a popular topic. There's even a children's book on demons on Amazon. And, of course, Hollywood's pushing demonic activity like in the new big-budget movie The Pope's Exorcist, where Russell Crowe plays Father Gabriel Amorth, the real-life chief exorcist of the Vatican for 36 years until his death in 2016. Beyond movies, TV shows, books, and a bunch of video games featuring the devil, there is the Satanic Temple, which boasts of being the only religious organization recognized as a church by the IRS. There's an annual convention dubbed SatanCon that's set in Boston this spring. It sold out 6 weeks in advance. The group awards Devil's Advocate scholarships in the amount of $666. Traditionally, 666 is the mark of the devil. And the Church of Satan preaches that Satanists are their own gods. One of its 9 satanic statements reads, Satan represents all of the so-called sins as they lead to physical, mental, or emotional gratification. Humans crave spirituality. But a Gallup poll noted that for the first time in U.S. history, a third of all Americans have quit attending church. To fill the void, many are embracing a rejection of social customs and norms in place of the me-first pleasures. Now, a smaller percentage of people in the U.S. today say patriotism, religion, and having children aren't really important to them. In fact, while the percentage of people who say they value money has gone up, so according to a recent poll, 23% of adults under the age of 30 say patriotism is very important, compared with the 59% of adults over the age of 64. Additionally, about 31% of adults under 30 say religion is only important to them, compared with 55% of adults over 64. So what does that mean? Friends, we are losing the younger generation in the areas of faith and patriotism, which is what America was built on. Are we losing America? Is this prophecy being fulfilled? With me to discuss this is my friend, speaker, and author of the book, 23 Minutes in Hell. Bill Weiss will be on to discuss the satanic movement, so stay with me. You want to hear what he has to say. Did you know that the Christian FM 99.9 app is now available on both Apple and Google stores? Yes, you can listen to the broadcast in real time, view song history, get song alerts, record shout-outs to send to us, view our contact info, connect to our website, Facebook, or use it as an alarm clock. From the website, you can even listen to our podcasts, watch Faith on Film shows, catch up on local events, see Holly on Hollywood interviews, and watch great music videos. So much available. We'd love to interact with you. So download our Christian FM 99.9 app and take us with you wherever you are and wherever you go. Bill Weiss is my friend, speaker, and author of the book 23 Minutes in Hell, and I could think of no better person to discuss what's going on in this world than the man who has actually been to hell and seen demons. Bill, welcome to Real Talk.
Thank you, Holly, for having me. It's an honor to be with you.
I always love having you because you bring so much insight to these topics, and boy, you wouldn't think we were going to be discussing Satan and demons and hell so much, but it's coming up a lot in their culture today. You know, are we losing faith in America? Are we believing more and more in Satan?
Yes, actually, and I have an article here from Barna, April 21st of 20. So this is behind the time, so it's even worse than this article, but it says, more Americans now believe in Satan than God. And it gives a percentage, 56% say Satan is a real spiritual being. And 49% say they don't even know if God exists. So it says Americans are now more confident about the existence of Satan than they are of God. I mean, is that pathetic?
Is that pathetic? And how could you believe in Satan, who you have never seen? Let's face it, you've seen forms
right.
of it, but no one's seen Satan, really.
Right.
But they haven't seen God, so they don't believe in that, really?
I know.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a dumbing down of our culture, for sure. Wow.
It goes on, it says, we can no longer assume that people have a solid grasp of even the most basic biblical principles, such as those concerning the existence and nature of God. So you can no longer assume that. It's dumbed down now that people don't even know basic morals or beliefs of the Bible.
And that's what this country was founded on. This
exactly.
country was founded on moral principles and godly beliefs and in the God and country and patriotism, and it's all part of it. It's all interwoven. So we've lost the fiber of what built America.
Right. You know, and you mentioned in your comments about the Church of Satan and so forth, and you know, they preach that the sins, they lead to physical, mental, and emotional gratification. That's what they say.
Mm-hmm.
That's such a lie. Romans 6:23 says the wages of sin is death. So you see how the devil lies and deceives and thinks, oh, see, it's physical gratification and so forth. Well, temporarily, but it leads to death, and that's what a lot of the youth don't realize. Playing around with the demonic leads to death. Something else interesting you said when in what you were reading, that the culture, people over 64, they're much more patriotic and religious
mm-hmm.
than those under 30.
Mm-hmm.
So that we've lost the generation, you know. But on the other side of the coin, there is revival breaking out all over America. So we've seen the dark go darker and the light get lighter. So as evil is just infiltrating our culture, the way it has, wickedness is unbelievable. Also, on the other side, we're seeing a lot of people get saved.
And a lot of young people. What I'm encouraged about is that younger generation who's probably never tasted of faith like they are today, like in Asbury, the Asbury Revival, or, you know, other churches that and universities that are experiencing it. I mean, you're seeing them flock to what is good because they want good. They want God. They want holiness in their life.
Right, and they want to be told that there is a right and a wrong, a good and an evil, and they're seeing people get healed at church.
Right.
Miracles happening. So that gets their attention, too, because they're usually attracted to the spiritual because of the, you know, the demonic. They're intrigued with the power and so forth. Well, God has much greater power. So
I wrote a book in the year 2000 called Death by Entertainment. It's out of print now, but back then when I was doing research, okay, that's 2000.
Yes, you know, I read that book. Really a good book.
Thank you, Bill. But I already could see how the things that we were losing in culture to video games and kids being sucked into the entertainment part of the devil and Satan and making it look fun and interesting and glamorous and like, oh, he wouldn't hurt me kind of thing. You know, and you could see it then, and you could see the entitled generation. It's all about me. It's all about me. My pleasures, buying money. Well, of course, then, you know, a couple of years ago when COVID hit, What did people get? Money to sit home. They couldn't go to church. They couldn't get out and worship. They couldn't do anything but spend. They could go to get booze. They could go to get drugs. They could go to get those type of things, you know, and satisfy.
Right.
And, of course, Netflix. And that's where I just read a list of things that were out on Netflix. And that's where a lot of this stuff grew, is because people were home and focused. Boy, was Satan happy with COVID, wasn't he, with the pandemic?
Oh, boy. Keeping the churches shut down, people out of church. And now they've gotten used to that and gotten lazy. And many have not returned. I think at least one-third of the church has not returned. So the devil really has played his cards on the youth.
He has.
And, you know, they think it's fun and cute to entertain Satan, and they're intrigued by the supernatural, not realizing they are playing with fire. You know, these youth don't realize that even if they think it's all fun and games to play with the occult or Ouija boards or palm reading or satanic games or books entertaining witchcraft and so such, well, it opens the door to the demonic realm. And then Satan has a legal right to enter a person to some degree once they give him permission, even if they do it ignorantly. See, they don't realize that. Satan is a legalist, and he's come to kill, steal, and destroy, as the Bible said. And so he's playing for keeps. He's not playing a game. And they don't realize that. The devil is real. He's a real force, and he hates people, and he wants to destroy their lives. But they play with it like it's just a cute thing, you know. There's even, you can even buy on Amazon now, I'll just read this to you, a Holy Ghost Ouija board.
Oh, my gosh.
And here's what they say. They said, get the answers you need. The Holy Spirit board can answer all of life's most important questions straight from the man himself. Unlike other spirit boards, this one will never contact evil ghosts or demons, so you can ask your questions with an assured sense of security. Can you believe that? You can buy this on Amazon.
It would be sadly laughable if it wasn't real. And it would be funny if we didn't have such an ignorant population who would actually believe that and be suckered into it. I mean, even the guys who just did the movie Nefarious, which if you get a chance, you should go see it. Bill, you would love it. Because all it is basically dialogue with this guy who's possessed. And like you said, Satan's a legalist. He's smart. And he uses abortion. The guy that's interviewing him, the doctor, is an atheist. So he plays against him. And, you know, he talks about how things are going on in this culture. And he gives example, because the guy said, well, we're a good culture. We're good people. He said, oh, really, you are? And so he starts talking about abortion and other things. And the guy slowly comes to realize, wow, you know, and we're committing murder, even when we say we aren't, and so forth. It's really interesting. But they said, that even people picking up, like you just said, picking up a Ouija board or playing a game, that has opened a door that they don't even realize, and then Satan can move him. He has permission to come
in. Right. And, you know, just to give three quick examples in the Bible of people that were demon-possessed. You know, they played around with sin, and then it gradually led to demon possession. And this is how it ends up. There was the epileptic boy that Jesus cast the devil out of. It said it would seize him and throw him down. He foams at the mouth, gnashes with his teeth. He becomes rigid. He convulsed, wallowing, foaming at the mouth, and often the spirit would throw him into the fire or into the water to destroy him. That's the devil. That's what he wants to do. Another example is the man in the tombs. They couldn't bind him, even with chains. He had 2,000 demons in him.
Wow.
And he would cut himself with stones and lived in the tombs. Jesus cast out the 2,000 demons out of him. Other people had deaf and dumb spirits. They couldn't speak or hear, and Jesus would cast out the spirits. So that's where it leads, playing with this stuff, you know, and then they don't realize that. So,
you know, you wrote a book, 23 Minutes in Hell, and for those of you who have not read it, we're going to give a website. You can go watch little video talks that Bill talks about his experience, and we're not going to take the show today time to do that, but you really should go see it because he had an actual 23-minute experience in hell. And Bill, you saw demons, and they weren't nice and cozy and fun, were they?
No, they were not. They were hideous, grotesque, decaying creatures, some 12 and 13 feet tall. They were full of hatred. They had a desire to inflict pain and suffering. Their stench was the most putrid, disgusting, foul odors. They were full of blasphemy. They hated God. They have no mercy over you whatsoever, these creatures. That's what demons are really like. I saw them, and I felt their infliction and pain and so forth that they do to people in hell. And so they're not something to play around with, as people think. But, you know, the Bible talks a lot about demons, so it's not important people believe what I just said, but the Bible describes demons and demon possession and what it does to people. So they're real. They're real. You know, I can give you some stats, too, about what this has done, really, how this has crept into the church, where the church has been compromised and not believing in solid biblical beliefs and so forth. Can I give you some stats?
Yes, please.
You know, the Cultural Research Center, May of 22, showed that only 41% of senior pastors have a biblical worldview. Only 41% of senior pastors, even. We're not even talking about unsaved. This is Christian.
Pastors, yes.
Probe Ministries, August 24th to 21, only 16% of evangelicals indicated a belief in the objective, absolute nature of biblical morals. Only 16% of evangelical Christians believe in biblical morals. 60% of those claiming to be born again between the age of 18 and 39 believe Buddha and Muhammad are equally valid paths to salvation. A Pew poll, 921 and 1121, showed that 35% of evangelicals believe it is possible to communicate with the dead. Then a Christian Post study from Arizona Christian University said that only 6% of Christians actually hold a biblical worldview. Only 6%.
Wow.
62% of born-agains believe the Holy Spirit is not a real living being. 62%. You know, and a Barna 518 poll showed that 64% of Christians believe evangelizing is only optional. It's not something a Christian should really be obligated to do.
Well, it's true. It's true. I don't hear pastors talking about hell, or talking about going to hell,
or even
evangelizing. I mean, you don't hear them talking about that.
No, not at all. It's really downplayed and so forth. 43% of millennials don't even know if God exists. That's in a June 21 Barna poll. Only 14% of millennials believe the Bible is the Word of God. Only 14%. And anyway, there's so many more polls I could give you.
Wow.
But, you know, a Pew poll in 621 showed that 76% of those under 30 believe in intelligent life on other planets. And this is Christians. So, you know, you've got the church is, in a lot of part, in a mess.
It's in a mess. Let's just say it, because it is. It's in a mess. I mean, those out there listening, you may have a great church you go to, and thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, that you do. I'm not saying all churches are, but if you're broad-brushing America, you know, as a whole, these kind of stats come from something. They come from people not attending church.
Right.
Now, I hear prophets on TV shows, and I can name names, but I'm not going to, saying there's going to be a revival before Christ returns. So even though it's looking dark and dismal, don't worry, because Christ will return, that the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just, that, you know, that will happen. And so it's going to turn around. And I think people want to believe in that. I do. I want to have hope. But is this scriptural? Have you heard anything like that or about that?
Yeah, I heard that. Now, there are pockets of revival breaking out right now in America, and I believe it will continue. But as far as a large, major, overwhelming revival, there's no scripture that says that will happen before, at least before the rapture. Now, it will happen before Jesus returns, his second coming. But that's a little different. That's during the tribulation. Revelation chapter 7 talks about the number which no man can number that gets saved out of the tribulation period. So that's where the great revival is going to be, is during that horrible 7 years. But the rapture, I believe, takes place prior to those 7 years. So we will be in heaven already. But during the 7 years, there's going to be many people saved. So that's the major revival. I don't know of any scripture that says there's going to be a major one prior, although there are pockets all over the country and all over the world, people getting saved, because they're seeing it getting so dark. They're afraid of all the things that's going on. There's no stability in the world. We're talking about nuclear war, and, you know, you've got the vaccines and plagues and so forth. People are really getting scared. So a lot are running to the Lord. So like I said, the dark's getting darker, but the light's getting lighter. So you got both going on at the same time.
And not to mention, there are people, because there is explosion like in Afghanistan and China of Christians and growth in churches in the least likely places you would think. There are churches I've heard that are exploding, and but we never hear about it here. But the thing is, so it is happening around the world. But
right.
Also what's happening around the world is countries and people are losing their faith in America because we've lost our faith. And
right.
And what America stood for and has stood for over 200 and something years, they're no longer seeing that America. They're seeing Biden's America. I'm just going to say it because that's what they're seeing. And,
right.
And Obama's America because that's what they're seeing. And don't try to say I'm playing politics. I'm being honest. That's exactly what they are seeing. And it's that left movement that's swooped in and robbed of the liberties, robbed of freedom of faith, robbed of freedom of speech. You know, so other countries are looking at us going, gosh, you know, you're no longer the city on the hill, the beacon on the hill. So
exactly,
you know,
exactly. And, you know, there's a scripture in Proverbs 11:11 says, the good influence of godly citizens causes a city to prosper, but the moral decay of the wicked drives it downward.
Wow.
So we're seeing the moral decay in our country, you know, and that's what's so sad. You know, we're founded on godly principles, and men fought in wars for us to have these freedoms, and now we're seeing it being decayed away, the military being, down.
Marginalized, and so completely marginalized.
Right, you know, and so forth. You know, Proverbs 11:14 also says, without wise leadership, a nation is in trouble, but with good counselors, there is safety. Well, we haven't had wise leadership,
so
our nation is really in trouble.
Is there any hope, Bill? In the last few minutes that we have, is there any hope that we can all look to and hope for?
Yes, I believe there is. You know, there's a lot of people in this country that are God-fearing people and patriots. So I believe God is answering the prayers of many of the saints and people that want to see this country succeed and more people get saved and so forth. So God is working, and I believe he's not abandoned this country. So we have to stand strong and pray that God will not destroy this country, but will help us and just destroy the wicked, remove the wicked from their positions of power and so forth. And
because who's more powerful than Satan? We've got to reiterate this. Satan
yes.
is not the powerful one. He is not going to win.
Exactly. Now, we know we are in the last days, so times are going to get tougher. At both times, those things going on, it's getting tougher. You know, Jesus said it would happen. I'm just going to read you real quickly. Do I have a minute?
A minute.
In Matthew 24, Jesus said, and many will be offended, will betray one another, and will hate one another. There'll be many false prophets rise up. You'll be betrayed even by parents and by brothers, relatives, and friends, and they will put some of you to death, and you'll be hated for my name's sake. So we know that's going on in the world. But at the other side, the good side, people are getting saved. They're running to the Lord, and we're seeing even youth, you know, come to God. You know, one scripture, 1 Peter 5:8 says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. There is a devil, and God says to give no place to the devil in Ephesians 4:27. So we need to stand against the works of the devil, trust in the living God, and watch God deliver us. That's
absolutely
our hope for America.
That is our hope. You know, Bill, where can people go online and see about your book, 23 Minutes in Hell, and other books that you've written, and find out about your ministry?
Our website is 23minutesinhell.org or soulchoiceministries.org, soul, S-O-U-L. And we have many videos and teachings and books and everything they can look at and view for educational purposes.
Well, in fact, folks, we are going to give away 5 of Bill's books, 23 Minutes in Hell, on our app. So if you download our app, Christian FM 999, so you hit 3 9s, Christian FM 999, it'll pop up on your phone, download the app. If you go on the app and send us a shout out, the first 5 people will receive these books, or you can email onair@christianfm.org, email onair@christianfm.org. And we'd love to give you away one of these books. Once you read it, it will change your life. and it will change other people's lives because you're going to tell them about it, won't they, Bill?
That's right. That's right.
Well, I've enjoyed having you so much. Thank you. I know it's always short, and we could go an hour talking about this. There's so much more to cover, but thank you for being my guest today. Sure do appreciate you.
Oh, thank you, Holly. It's always a blessing and an honor to be with you. Thank you for having me.
God bless.
God bless.
Wasn't that a great interview? Gosh, I love Bill Weiss. He's so informative. All right, listen, we're giving away 5 books. Again, download our app, Christian FM 999. Just start putting it in. It'll pop up, Christian FM 999. Download our app, send us a shout out, and we'll send you a book. Of course, we'll get your address and all that information. Also, or you can email onair@christianfm.org. Remember to send us an address or a way we can get in touch with you to find out where to send the book, and you'll get a free 23 minutes in hell book that will change your life, I promise you. Until next time, God bless.